Kevin is out of town this week. Please enjoy this previously recorded interview.
Hi, everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Success Unlimited. And I hope many of you have tuned into our platform. And if you have, you know that we have a series called Front Page News. And we are very, very lucky today to have a great guest with us who is certainly worthy of front page success. And his name is Louis Tullio, hailing from the great city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Louis, how are you?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us and share a couple tidbits. For those of you who don't know Louis, Louis is with Centennial Lending Group in the city of Philadelphia, and he's a perennial $50+ million a year guy. I think you had your best year ever in 2021, didn't you?
I think I did. Yeah, it was up there. It was a good one. I was very happy and blessed to get there.
Yeah, well, the results have been phenomenal, and Louis has been doing this a while. One of the things I've gotten to know Louis over the last 3 years, I've always been, I was a fan since day one, but I always, every time I think of Louis, he's a very accomplished, world-renowned rugby player, and he's a competitive athlete, and I always felt that being a competitive athlete always played well in the mortgage space. And I know that competitiveness has helped to drive some of your results. Could you speak a little bit to that and how that has helped in your mortgage business?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to that, I guess. You know, I try not to say that, but it is, I guess it's a lot of my self-starting and my competition's just internal. And, you know, I just wanted to be the best at everything I can do. And then so it's just that inner drive and that self-starting and having that that inner passion of just putting everything forward and being, you know, 1,000%, you know, being 100% is just not good enough. You have to go a little extra steps. And I know I've been able to incorporate that into my business life, and it's been paying off for me. So I'm very appreciative of that background, that sporting background.
Yeah, well, I think it helps for sure. And one of the things that makes me most proud about the time that you and I have been able to spend together was you kind of made a transition in 2021 in your business where I think, and please share with the group, how has your team come to fruition? And has that created more freedom for you in your life? Are you working actually like a little bit less than you had in years past based on how you've been able to build your team?
Yeah, definitely. There was a big learning curve for me, and I was afraid to let go of that hands-on, you know, hand-holding my clients through the process and, you know, having that fear that no one was going to treat the clients the way I want them to be treated and put them first and their needs and, you know, the promises that I put forth. So I'm just a big believer if a realtor or a referral client, you know, a financial planner refers someone to Louis Tullio, they're expecting that client to deal with me and me only and me directly for my expertise. It was just a little bit harder to understand that I do have a great team around me where I can kind of pass off some different tasks to people to help with that process. What I found, contrary to what I really believed, was it freed up so much time and allowed me to give even more service to those colleagues and referral partners and realtors and, you know, and ex-clients. And it actually freed up my time to give them even better service by just allowing that process to come to fruition and trusting my team. And, you know, they're fantastic. And I think they're 99% of the success that I'm having for sure.
Well, it's funny you say that because I think every top producer, at least everyone I've ever met, and I've met hundreds of them, has struggled with the same exact problem with letting go. Because I know I've had it happen in my life. I know obviously in yours, but you feel like no one can do it equal or better. But I've met some of the people on your team and they're phenomenal. They probably actually might do those tasks even better than you did them. And we think the opposite is the truth, right?
Let's not kid ourselves. They do a lot of those tasks better than I could.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's weird how the psyche of a top producer's mind goes where we think one way and then the opposite actually becomes the truth. And when we realize that, that's when we start, you know, you just made a great point. You've actually been able to provide a larger level of service to your referral sources by not doing the tasks yourself, but probably, I assume you spend more time with them, you strengthen the relationship with them more, talk to them more about things that aren't work-related and build more meaningful relationships, I assume, because you have the hours to do it.
Yeah, you get to know them more personally and have a great rapport with them. And then, you know, it's, You know, I never asked for business. I think business is given upon a relationship and a trust and a relationship that you form with somebody. And again, I think it, believe it or not, goes back to playing rugby for all those years is, you know, your position is totally determined on the people around you. And, you know, you can be the greatest player in the world, but if you don't have a supporting cast, it's, you know, you could put Tom Brady on the best team. If he doesn't have any receivers, it's not going to work. And I found that having those best girls next to me just makes me better as well. It's just, it's amazing.
It's absolutely true. And how would you say, like, did you get any new business in 2021, or were you able to establish any new relationships? And if so, how did those come to fruition? Or did you just parlay off what you had already built in up through 2020 and just get more business from those sources? Or were you able to create new relationships?
Well, the secret to that is better never stops, right? The New Zealand All Blacks motto is better never stops. So I keep complacency kills. So I go out and I try to get new business. I try to formulate new relationships. I always ask my referral partners, whether they're CPAs, attorneys, realtors, if there's anyone, they all have friends in the same industry. Anyone else that you think could benefit from working with me? Once you establish a relationship and trust, people are more willing to give you an opportunity and put their name out there for you. Just like anyone, you're very hesitant to refer people and recommend people because it always comes back to you. So I find that having that time to build those personal relationships and those interpersonal relationships really allowed me to start asking in different ways of my referral partners for a referral, believe it or not, right?
Right.
Anyone that you know you work with that you think could benefit from my services? Oh my God, yeah, you know, I can't believe it. And then also what I often do is I go after the selling agent on every deal. My whole goal is to go after that selling agent and kill them with the service that I provide. Primarily, you know, most of the time your buyer is related or in some terms to your realtor on the buyer side. So you, of course, you give them the great service, but I always try to show that seller side how I take all the pressure off the situation and I do all the hard work for them. Here's your appraisal results. Here's your, it's in underwrite. It's in processing. Docs have been sent. Wire has been sent. And just that constant communication I find has opened up, you know, a world of difference to me.
Well, it's funny because I've seen the transformation of your team go from okay to great. And I read a book a long time ago and I've reread it recently called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by a guy named Peter Lencioni.
And it was Julio.
Yeah, right. And but the number one important dysfunctions of a team is a lack of trust. And I love seeing that you've established the trust because that's what creates functional teams amongst four other things. But the biggest one in dysfunctional teams is an absence of trust. And I've seen you build a team that is solely based on trust. And you brought it up a couple times here. And that's when you can really take a $50 million business to a $75 million business, because without it, it's almost impossible to do that because you'll never get the, it becomes transactional instead of relational, and that there's just not enough transactions, but you can keep broadening those relational at-bats every year. And that's what you've done.
And I see it. I see me go from the 50 million pocket into the 60 million pocket. And that's just over, like you said, what, a calendar year and a half of starting to trust my team. In the first 6 months, you know, I was probably my biggest obstacle was letting my team just do the work. And now that it's just flowing, and I mean, I trust those girls implicitly. They're much better at some of those, you know, things in the pipeline than I am. And they handle it much better. And I'm so appreciative to have them because they're the secret of the success for me.
Now, it's not shocking to me at all. In fact, I remember that dinner we had at that fancy steakhouse in Philadelphia the first day we met. And I knew, obviously, that day, wow, this guy has something different and something special. And to see that come to fruition and see you start reaping the monetary success of that hard work. And more importantly, I remember that we were recently together a couple months ago at a conference. And we had 280 people in attendance at the conference. And the one line that I remember from that conference that'll stick out with me for years to come was how you sat up on that top producer panel and talked about what your life has become and what it was. And to me, that was my favorite part of that whole conference, was seeing you have an increased level of happiness in your life, of freedom and of, you know, just trust and tranquility. And that's really, I think, money's great and we all need it to fund our lives. And I know you've made plenty of it, but I know you personally, and I know you trade a lot of money for more peace. And it feels like you've got that peace in your life today. And I think that's awesome to see and to witness. I'll remember that little snippet from that conference for a long time.
Well, it's true. I mean, I used to have so much pressure on myself, and, you know, I put pressure on myself just as an athlete anyway, but I would take that pressure home with me, I thought, way too many times. And I think we all do in this industry, is you're sitting there and then a client calls you, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. And it's like, you know, and all of a sudden you're like wound up in a ball at home. And I just was able to step away and find the time and find the peace and the trust. And it's changed my life. And I got gray of it the last couple of years, but if I started this process a few years ago, I wouldn't be as gray. But yeah, I mean, it's like you just said, and you mentioned, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing I've looked back on the last year and a half, is kind of going, just taking a deep breath and being able to enjoy life a bit.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And that's the takeaway from this little session right here. And so I hope everybody picked up a great one, two, or three tidbits. I know I did already. And Lewis, I just appreciate you taking a few minutes today to join our little platform. We've been able to help a lot of loan officers all across the country, regardless of which company they work at. Our whole mission at this Success Unlimited platform is to help loan originators have a better life. And you've just enhanced that ability to have that come true to anyone who tuned in. Couple takeaways: build a team, trust your team, let go a little bit, more so than you think you can, because other people probably will do those tasks better than you can yourself. And keep deepening and strengthening the relationships. And really, the last takeaway I got was, you know, be competitive. It's good to be competitive. And I know that drives you. And I know that if you come in third or fifth or second or first, that matters to you. You know, I know that you think about that. And I think that's healthy. I think it's great. I think it is what drives you to be what you are and got you to where the levels you've attained. So I just appreciate your sharing and your partnership and your willingness to join us today.
Yeah. One thing I want to say before you let me go is, you know, if I'm sitting next to you in a bar, I'm competing with you on drinking a beer. That's just my DNA. But I think, you know, like any loan officer, and I like to call, you know, I like to be considered a top producer, and I appreciate you saying that. I get headhunted every day, every week. Right.
Yeah.
But the biggest trust you have is what you have in the top of the company. And if, you know, and I work at S&P 100% based upon Kevin Broughton, Vince Lee, Owen Lee, and Allison Johnson. I think without that senior team, I wouldn't be here. I can go to any company in America, like any loan officer, but you know, the people that lead this company, and that's where my loyalty and trust is, because I feel it every day working for the four of you. And I think that's huge.
Well, you have no idea how appreciative we are of that comment, myself, obviously. And the only word I'd change is for, and I'd substitute it with, because you know every day that we wake up believing that we work for you, not vice versa. And I think that's what makes, you know, good leadership. It's not about us. It's only about you and your success. And we've always just had a belief at this organization from day one, even when we were tiny and had nobody. If we helped enough other people get what they want, there'd be enough left over on the table for us to have a reasonably decent life too. And that's come to fruition. So I appreciate those words more than you know. And we're as grateful to have you on the team as you are to have us, you know, your willingness to run your business under our umbrella. So, all right, well, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned. We'll keep bringing you valuable content that helps you have a better business. We appreciate y'all, and we'll talk to you shortly.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.